Joining us now is Dr. Malcolm DeBon, who is assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedic Surgery at Duke University School of Medicine. Dr. DeBon, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So this program is going to take a unique approach because what coalition are you going to work with here to start this program?
Yeah, so thanks. So just quickly introduce myself. So, you know, I'm born and raised in St. Louis, but I'm practicing in Durham after having trained on the West Coast. And I realized that as an orthopedic trauma surgeon, you know, in this area, we have a big issue with gun violence affecting particularly our youth and our at-risk population. So I wanted to be part of the solution and try to prevent things from happening. So what we did was we organized with the city of Durham and an industry sponsor, J&J MedTech, and Duke Health, and tried to do a kind of first-of-kind collaboration focused on implementing strategies to prevent gun violence and promote community outreach. So that's kind of like the inspiration and the vision of the project. Specifically, you know, we have some unique strategies. So one of which is we're trying to establish a coalition of barbershops in Durham. So, you know, as most folks know that, you know, attend barbershops to get their haircuts, like that's a very safe space in the community to, you know, for males and at-risk youth and folks to come together and get like support and have conversations that can be sensitive. And really, we wanted to leverage that underground network that's pre-existing and formalize it so that there's a space for youth to go and visit and feel safe and be able to potentially gain resources and mentorship and some conflict resolution. So that's one of the unique twists of this program that we're going to implement soon.
As an orthopedic surgeon, how often do you see victims of gun violence?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's all too often. So, you know, in my practice, exclusively fracture surgery and ballistic trauma is pretty common in this area. And especially seasonal, it happens typically more in the summertime. And what's interesting is that it's almost like a public health issue, right? It's almost like a contagion, because what you'll see is that there'll be clusters and there'll be like a temporal relationship between the, you know, one incident and maybe a couple incidents happening that same weekend that may be, you know, related. And so we got to treat it like a disease. And to do that, you need to try to prevent it from happening. And that's what this program is designed to do.
How much does food insecurity, how much is the program going to focus on that?
Yeah, so that's a really good point. So a lot of social determinants of health, you know, are major issues in our population for trauma patients. And food insecurity is a big problem that we see in our patients. We routinely screen our patients that come into our clinics for these social determinants of health, and food insecurity is one of the problem areas. So we're partnering with a organization that's existing to try to support food security and really allow for folks to mitigate some of these issues related to the social aspects of health that contribute to their overall wellness. So that's another big component.
We know about the safety incentive about trying to curb gun violence. How much would a financial incentive also be?
Yeah, so it depends on how you calculate it, but if you can, these programs that we're modeling out there have shown some tremendous economic benefits to these type of preventative efforts with respect to cost savings. So, you know, patients that are victims of gun violence are often at risk for re-injury, right, and recidivism. And so to try to continue to prevent these from happening or reoccurring is change tremendous costs related to rehospitalization and healthcare resources from re-injury. That's potentially preventative, right? Because all this ballistic trauma, you know, ideally is preventable. So, yeah.
You're going to be working with community organizers in this program. How are you going to interact?
Yeah, so we're seeking a collaborative effort, and you know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. I just want to be part of the solution with our team here. And also like continue to partner with existing organizations that are doing similar work so that we can uplift each other and organize and really try to work in parallel as a community. We're also looking for like-minded industry partners and stakeholders, because one of the unique aspects of this program is this is all essentially privately funded from Johnson & Johnson with some seed funding. So if folks wanted to get on board with this kind of initiative from an industry perspective, we'd love to have them reach out.
It's a wonderful goal, certainly an ambitious project, but it's a unique way to start here, partnering with barbershops across the Durham area as they aim to tackle gun violence. Dr. Malcolm DeBon, the assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedic Surgery at Duke University School of Medicine, best of luck on this initiative, and thank you for taking some time out of your day here very early on the start of a work week to discuss it with us. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.